we're in Mark chapter number 5, and we're looking at the third, what we call uncharacteristic of the Gadarene demonic. And we looked at the last two. We looked at the aspect of that he was unclean, and then we looked at the aspect that he was uncivilized. And we come to the third uncharacteristic of this Gadarene demonic, and that is the aspect that he is unmanageable. Unmanageable. The Bible says in Mark chapter number 5, verse number 3, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. You know, as we look at this life of the Gadarene demonic, we see in his life that there were definitely people that wanted to help him. I'm sure that there were family members, loved ones, friends that really wanted to help this man out. They seen the struggles in his life that he was going through. He was living in the tombs. I mean, come on, you don't get no, that's pretty rough. He was cutting himself. He was hurting himself. And I'm sure that those around him felt for that man. They wanted to help him. They cared about him. They wanted to keep him from those things that they knew. They could see that they were hurting him, that they were not good for him. You know, and that's why we meet here on Friday nights. That's why we want to be an open door on Friday nights here at Reformers Unanimous. We want to help people. We want to help those that may be in the same situation. You know, they may not be living in the tombs, and they may not be, you know, we would consider this guy crazy, but we know that they're hurting themselves. We know that they do things in their life that may be contrary to the Bible, and that's never good. And we want to help them. We want to encourage them. We want to give them a better life. And I'm sure that this man's family and this man's friends, I'm sure they wanted this Gadarene demonic to have a better life. But you know what he did? He refused their help. He refused their help. The Bible says no man could bind him. No, not with chains. That tells me that they were willing to go to extremes to help this man out, but he refused the help. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The word knowledge means information gained. He goes on in that verse to say, but fools. A fool is someone who knows right and does wrong. That's a fool. The Bible says, but fools despise wisdom. The word wisdom is not an accumulation of knowledge. We can have all the knowledge in the world. We live in a society that is drenched with the aspect of what we may see as knowledge, but it's not used very well. Wisdom is skill in living. It's making good choices. It's not someone who knows a lot. People can know a lot and still make bad choices. People, I think, know that drugs and alcohol and those things like that, they're not very good choices, but they still make them. The Bible says the fool despises wisdom and, notice this, instruction. The word instruction means information that is offered. Instruction, information that is offered. But we see in this Gadarene demonic's life that he was unmanageable. He was unmanageable. According to Webster's dictionary, this is what the word manageable means: easy to be used or directed to its proper purpose. Used or easily directed to its proper purpose. You know, many people in the company in which I work, and I'm sure others work, there is like you have team members. We call them team members these days. We don't call them employees. We call them team members. And then there's management, right? Okay? And tell me yes or no, but if someone's going to go from team member to management, then chances are they've got to be willing to be managed. I doubt very seriously that someone's going to get a promotion if they rebel against the information that is offered by management. They're not going to get very far. How about the aspect of men, whenever we get something new at the house and we're ready to break that thing out, so whether it be an entertainment center or whatever, and we kind of look at the instruction, we're like, eh, I don't need that. And we begin to try to put the thing together. This is what happens to me anyway. I end up putting the bottom on the top and the top on the bottom, and everything gets all messed up. You know why? Because I didn't want to listen to the instructions that were offered unto me. They had everything spelled out, but me, in Doug's world, you know, thought that he could just figure it out. And can I just say that none of us can ever just figure it out? We all need this aspect of help of being manageable, being directed to a proper purpose. The Bible says no man could bind him. No man could bind him. The word bind means to restrain in any manner by influence or persuasion. They could not persuade this man. They could not bind this man. They could not persuade him by any means, whether it was some type of binding material or their influence, whatever it was. He wouldn't listen. He wouldn't have nothing to do with it. And he became unmanageable. I don't know about you, but I've certainly been there. Been times in my life when I haven't listened to instruction. Notice number one in your notes there. Number one in your notes says this: rebellion. Rebellion will cause you to be unmanageable. Rebellion will cause you to be unmanageable. You see, the devil's goal is to get us to reject all forms of management in our life. He wants to tell us that we don't need to listen to nobody. They don't understand our circumstances. They don't understand what we're going through. They haven't walked a mile in our shoes. You know, the devil will throw every kind of excuse out there to get us to reject, to rebel against any and all types of management. They're just trying to put their thumb on you. They're trying to hold you back. That's what the devil will tell us. Whether it's by possession or by oppression, whichever one you fit in. You know, we've talked about all that. I won't go back and review that. But either way, the devil wants to get you to reject it. The devil wants you to view any type of management, any type of trying to be point you and trying to lead you to being used for your proper person. He'll make any of this, he'll try to put a label on it as being overbearing, intrusive. They're getting into your business. Hey, that's nobody's business but yours. Can I just say that, can we take time out here just for a minute? And I'm not saying I want to be in everybody's business, but we're in the church. If you're a member of Tabernacle Baptist Church, then what you do away from church is very important. It gives the proper look for Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we should care about what the church, how the community, people in general view the church. But they'll tell you that it's nobody's business. The devil will try to get you to believe that they don't know what you're going through. The devil will try to get you to think, well, what do they know? They don't, look at all the problems in their life. He'll do anything and everything to try to get you to view management as being all these things. And look, whenever I'm talking about management, I'm not talking about the aspect of where I'm trying to, me or pastor or anybody else is trying to manage anybody's life, because that's not what we're here to do. The ministry of Reformers Unanimous is not about managing people's life. The ministry of Reformers Unanimous is trying to lead people to the purpose that God has given them to do. Leading them to walk in the Spirit. See, all we got to do is get you to walk in the Spirit. God takes care of all the rest of them. Because if we'll fall underneath the influence of the Spirit, then the Spirit leads us in the right way. You don't have to be managed. So, the devil can deliver all kinds of excuses as to why we should not listen to those that God has put in our lives to help us. He gives us all kinds of excuses. Number one, not to go to them. Isn't it amazing how when people tend to get away from God, they get away from all Christians? Don't want to be around them? Don't want to be near people who are doing right and desires that wants to help them to do the will of God? Don't want nothing to do with it. You know what that is? That's oppression of the enemy trying to get them to reject the management. People who want to help guide them and help get them right with the Lord. But the devil, he can deliver all kinds of excuses as to why we should not go to or listen to those that God has put in authority over us. You know, there are authority figures in our life, no matter how old we are. There's authority figures. And he gave some pastors, evangelists, and teachers, and they may not be in the right sequence, but you understand what I'm saying. Notice what Proverbs 13:18 says in your notes here. Proverbs 13:18 says, poverty. The word poverty means lacking. It means destitute. Poverty and shame. The word shame means disgrace. It also means confusion. So he says, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. Poverty and shame. I don't know about you, but I don't want those two things in my life. I don't want poverty and shame in my life, but yet the Bible says if we will reject, if we will refuse the information, the authority that God has put in our life, and listen, all authority from the Bible tries to get us to do what God wants us to do, to walk in the Spirit. Because you see, whenever we choose not to walk, because that's what the Christian does. Someone that's saved and not doing the right thing, they've chose that. And when they choose not to walk in the Spirit, here's what it leads to. It leads to poverty. We all know what poverty is, being poor. And he can be, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be financially poor. You know, it can be spiritually poor. You know, people who don't listen, that refuse instruction, are spiritually poor. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. Very simply, there's been times in my life that I've refused instruction. I haven't listened to those. They tried to give me good, sound advice, and I rejected that advice. And I'm going to be honest with you, I paid the price for it. Paid the price for it. There's a cost. There's a cost to not listening to instruction that God has clearly given in his word. And all God's authority does is lead us to the word. You know, here at Reformers Unanimous, we don't want to give people our opinions. We want to give them Bible. We want to help them out in the Word of God and give the instruction that God has given us. Notice number two in your notes. Number two says, your willingness to regard reproof will make you wiser. Your willingness. There's got to be a willingness on our part to submit to the authority that God has put in our life. And when we do, when we are willing to listen, to observe, that's what the word regard means, to observe. When we observe that reproof or that correction that God is trying to give us through the authority that He's placed in our lives, it makes us wiser. It helps us to make good decisions in our life. I know many of people tonight that's made a bad decision not to be here. Made a bad decision not to be here. They need the ministry of Reformers Unanimous. They need the accountability of Reformers Unanimous. They need the encouragement of Reformers Unanimous. They need the instruction of Reformers Unanimous. They need the Bible that we preach in the third talk. I need it. I'll be the first to get in line. But it makes us wiser. The end of Proverbs 13:18 says this, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. He that listens to the correction will be honored. The word honor means promoted. Boy, that sounds good, amen? I'd rather be promoted than be in poverty. I don't know about you. Look at Proverbs 9:9 in your notes. Proverbs 9:9 says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Let me tell you, you never quit learning. I've been in the ministry of Reformers Unanimous for a while. 97, I think. No, not 2007, sorry. 2007, been there. It's about 13 years. Still learning. Still growing. He says, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. We can never, never be wise enough. You want to know why? Because there's a wise serpent out there that's wanting to destroy us. That's wanting us to forsake any and all instruction that God is trying to give us. We need to be as wise as we possibly can. The Bible goes on to say, give instruction to a wise man, he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Proverbs 1:5 says this, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. That means growing in knowledge. And a man of understanding, the word understand means applied information. They don't just hear it. It just don't come in and stay, but they apply it in their life. That is what understanding is. He goes on to say, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. You see, whenever we are hearing, increasing our learning, growing in the knowledge, Bible says to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever we're doing those things, we become a person who applies that information. We have understanding. And he says we'll accept those wise counsels. And we'll even be able to give wise counsel. Man, that's what we want to do in the Ministry of Reformers Unanimous. We want you to come in, we want you to learn, and we want you to give. That's what it's all about. It's not about just bringing it all in here and gaining all kind of information, making good choices in our life, and then that's it. No, 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 no. We want to take what we learn and we want to help others. Just like these friends and family were wanting to do to this Gadarian demonic that had... I don't even know if he had a clue exactly all that he was doing, but they were trying to help him. And there's people out there that are taken captive by the enemy at his will, and we just want to help them. And that's what we've got to be willing to listen receive the instruction so that we can give it out at some point that God gives. Look at number three, and we'll be done. Number three says, God commands obedience. God commands obedience. He doesn't request it, He commands it. Ephesians 6:1 says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, not only can this scripture be applied to our earthly parents, but how about those people, let's call them authority figures, those parents that are older in the faith than us, our teachers, our Sunday school teachers, our group leaders, our directors, our pastors, our evangelists, those people in whom we have confidence in, those can be our what we may call spiritual parents. Back in chapter number 6 of 6 Procedures for Pleasing God, you can go back and read it. We'll not take the time to go through it. But it gave a list of where it starts in the home. It starts with our parents. And then it goes to our teachers. And then it goes to our schools. And then the law of the land. You know, all those have authority over us that we are to listen to. We need to obey the authority that God has put in our life, whether it's pastors, parents, teachers, employers, government, whoever that may be, those authority figures in our life. May God mold us and make us in the people that are willing to be managed, willing to be managed, willing to be used and directed to the proper purpose. Hey, listen, this Gadarian demonic rejected all forms of management. He was unmanageable. I hope tonight that we don't see that characteristic in our life. And if we do, may God help us this week. May He help us this week to begin to turn that tide and become manageable. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight.